What do you do if offshore chip makers can't fill orders? Want to know? Ask General Motors. Spring home buying and selling season is about to start. Question is, are we ready? Wait a minute, there is no chicken in the new Chick-fil-A sandwich? How's that? Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. Grateful you're here. In other news, Pepsi tells us times are good, at least for some. New jobless claims are up, but still low historically, and that sort of bothers the Fed. We've got the Wall Street Report and the embarrassment of a nation with no family leave policy. Can you guess which country that is? For the interview, you'll meet John Cannon as we talk mortgage rates, the economy, the stock market, jobs, and a whole bunch more. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful that you're with us again today. Let's get into this, shall we? Oh, by the way, you want to follow us on Twitter? Yeah, we're there, at IOB_NewsHour. Last year, we saw thousands of new vehicles sidelined and parked in vast lots because they lacked semiconductor chips that were being held up in the supply chain. Well, that impacted the price of new and used cars, and General Motors said, we've had enough, and we'll now buy its chips from a domestic source. CNN is reporting that GM has signed an agreement with tech manufacturer Global Foundries to make semiconductors for its various electronics suppliers. The electric components will be made in facilities located in upstate New York. And because this is a direct relationship, GM will not have to pay markups to parts suppliers, which will keep costs in check. Global Foundries announced last July that it would expand its manufacturing capabilities around the company's Malta, New York headquarters. The company also has semiconductor manufacturing capabilities elsewhere in the U.S., including Essex Junction, Vermont, and in other parts of the world like Germany and Singapore. And coincidentally, last summer, about the same time, the Biden administration signed legislation to boost computer chip manufacturing in the United States so companies could import fewer computer components from China. For years, spring has been considered the start of the home buying and selling season. As the frost leaves the ground, more and more for sale signs go in the front lawns all over the country. The question is, are we ready? After all, there's plenty of turmoil in the housing industry. CNN is reporting that the U.S. housing market is giving off some mixed signals. Home prices are falling, but they're also rising. Mortgage rates have been ticking down, yet they remain volatile. Sales have fallen for 11 straight months, even as the U.S. job market is the strongest in 50 years. The cost to finance a home doubled in 2022, but there has been some relief for prospective home buyers, as average rates for a fixed-rate mortgage have fallen from last year's peak of over 7%. So what should you do? Sure, you can get pre-approved, and yes, you can take advantage of timing, and yes, you can check out home buyer assistance programs. And that's why our interview today with John Cannon from Wintrust Mortgage is such a timely conversation. Make sure you listen. What if I told you there was no chicken in the new Chick-fil-A sandwich? Crazy talk, right? Oh, it's true. CNN has reported that the Chick-fil-A cauliflower sandwich is being tested in three cities beginning next week, marking the chicken chain's first ever plant-based sandwich. Imitating the chain's signature fried chicken sandwiches, the new offering uses a tender fillet cut of cauliflower that's marinated and breaded in the chain's seasoning, and then it's pressure cooked and served on a buttery bun with pickles. You know, I think I'm in. The company said it created the sandwich because consumers wanted more veggies in their diet. The new offering goes on sale for a limited time only in Denver, Charleston, South Carolina, and the Greensboro Triad region in North Carolina. Starting price for the sandwich, $6.59, but it does vary by market. Speaking of markets, the markets tanked today on concerns about earnings and the Fed. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Pepsi posted fourth quarter revenue growth of 10% to $28 billion. And the Street is reporting that a company commitment to a low price can go a long way for winning over customer loyalty. For example, and you all know this, Costco's $5 rotisserie chicken and $1.50 hot dog and soda combo have spurred numerous discussions about how the retailer defies inflation. Actually, the company does raise prices for other things like everybody else, but hey, hot dogs and rotisserie chicken, they are still low. While rival Sam's Club tried to one-up its competitor by lowering the cost of its own hot dog combo by 12 cents to $1.38 last November. Well, low prices is not necessarily what Pepsi is banking on. Pepsi raised the price of its products by 14% from a year ago and 16% in the period between October and December. The price hike was one of the factors behind revenue that surpassed analyst expectations. In the fourth quarter earnings call, Pepsi reported revenue growth of 10% to $28 billion. But then the company made a promise. Pepsi Chief Financial Officer Hugh Johnson told Reuters the company is in a real sweet spot of strong sales and customers who continue to drink soda even with inflationary pressures. He said, quote, "We have most of our price increases for the year already in place," end quote. We shall see. The number of people who filed unemployment claims early this month grew by 13,000 folks to 196,000. But that number is still hovering near pandemic-era lows, in a sign the jobs market remains quite strong. The number of people applying for jobless benefits is one of the best barometers of whether the economy is getting better or it's getting worse. New unemployment filings remain near historically low levels. MarketWatch is reporting that 28 of the 53 U.S. states and territories that report jobless claims showed a decrease last week. 25 posted increases, mostly in California and Ohio. New claims have zigzagged since Thanksgiving, ranging from a high of 241,000 to a low of 183,000. However, they show little sign of erosion in a strong labor market. Even though a number of large companies have announced layoffs, the latest being Walt Disney and Zoom Video Communications, the job losses haven't shown up in the claims filing. And that suggests the economy is still doing okay, even as other indicators point to some slower growth. And all that can bother the Fed. It was another down day on Wall Street, even though the major indexes started the day well into the green. The Dow, right after the open, was up by 243 points, only to crater by 249 points at the close. The nearly 500-point swing saw the Dow close at 33,699. Much the same for the NASDAQ, which opened up but closed off by 120 points at 11,789, and the S&P 500 fell by 36 points to finish the day at 4081. Most of what happened today happened because investors remained frightened of further Fed rate hikes. Meanwhile, then this didn't help, Alphabet shares fell by 4%, and Meta logged a 3% decline. And finally, there is this. And this has to do with parents and their children. And I'll warn you, it's awful. One of the great benefits of working at companies like Meta or Google is the generous leave of as much as 24 weeks granted to new mothers and fathers. Yet, the New York Times reports one of the harshest reversals of recent tech layoffs has been the firing of employees who are already on paternal leave. Being on such leave doesn't shield the employees from mass layoffs at an especially difficult time to look for work. I mean, they've got a kid to take care of, right? The cuts also undermine trust in the policies themselves, especially among men who have begun to avail themselves of the benefit. And this is doubly disturbing. The U.S., United States of America, has no paid parental leave policy. None. In fact, it is one of only 7 in the world that does not have a parental leave policy. And if you doubt that, here's the list. Who's lacking one? The United States, Papua New Guinea, and a few island countries in the Pacific Ocean are the only countries in the United Nations that do not require employers to provide paid time off for new parents. And that from us gets a ugh. All right, stay with us and click ahead for the interview with John Cannon. We're going to be talking about a wide range of issues from home mortgage rates to the economy, the stock market, jobs, and a bunch more. And thanks for listening.